And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, May 11, 2021. Today in the news, gold and silver prices are higher in U.S. trading Monday and near their multi-week highs scored late last week. The metals are supported by a slumping U.S. dollar that hit a 2.5-month low overnight, reports Kitco. The marketplace is still reverberating from the surprising U.S. jobs report for April, released last Friday, that show a paltry non-farm payroll rise of 266,000 jobs. Forecasts were for a million rise. The U.S. dollar index is reeling from the report. The jobs report has at least temporarily thrown cold water on the notion that the Fed may be forced to raise interest rates sooner than many expected. Well, here's a chart that shows most workers now make more on unemployment than they do from their jobs, reports Zero Hedge. Today, thanks to Biden's trillions, any work is punished, and instead, America's masses are rewarded to do absolutely nothing. The chart shows that, as of this moment, tens of millions of U.S. workers in jobs ranging from dishwasher to hotel clerk, preschool teacher, to anyone on minimum wage can now earn more from unemployment than from their regular job. Why would any rational person work under such generous welfare conditions? We don't blame them. We fault the system. Well, the stock market's going to face a more difficult climb, reports Briefing.com. Since mid-April, the S&P has risen approximately 1.1%. Some say it's because of peak growth concerns. Stock market has priced in a lot of good news already. The S&P, for example, trades at 25.9 times earnings, which is a 50% premium to the 20-year average. The air is turning thinner because the valuation is high and because at peak, at the horizon, from these record highs, exposes a bank of clouds approaching that include higher inflation, higher interest rates, and higher taxes. Those clouds could turn into storm clouds and make the stock market's climb more difficult. Well, the lockdowns didn't stop COVID, say the editors of Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 lockdowns shaved 3.5% off the U.S. GDP in 2020, even as the federal government spent more than $2.6 trillion in relief measures. Millions of children fell behind in learning, and nearly 100,000 businesses closed for good. Conventional wisdom holds that it was all worth it because lives were saved by shutting workplaces and schools and telling people to stay home. But a new study by University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan shows just the opposite. After the first month of the pandemic, organizations that adopted prevention protocols became safer places than the wider community. While stay-at-home continues to be pushed as promoting public health, nobody is checking the data which says the opposite. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.